Good SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican lawmakers in both chambers are set to begin voting soon on legislation to undo Biden-era rules. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
The Senate is gearing up to begin considering Congressional Review Act resolutions in the coming weeks that would undo rules on bank mergers, methane emissions, and other matters. The Senate's top targets include a pair of resolutions introduced by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana that would overturn a rule from the Treasury Department's Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that put new restrictions on bank mergers, and a regulation from the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management requiring oil and gas companies to submit archaeological reports to the agency before beginning offshore drilling, respectively. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In a speech at CPAC, President Donald Trump says he thinks the Republicans will do well in 2026.
With the help of so many incredible supporters here today, we're going to forge a new and lasting political majority that will drive American politics for generations to come. I think we're going to do fantastically well in the midterms.
The president was addressing CPAC yesterday in suburban Washington. Also at SRNnews.com, there could be, in the near future, a summit between the presidents of the U.S. and Russia. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on the story.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says his country and the U.S. are preparing for a face-to-face meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sergei Ryabkov tells Russian state media that a possible Trump-Putin summit could involve broad talks on global issues, including the war in Ukraine. But he says efforts to organize such a meeting are at an early stage. Ryabkov says U.S. and Russian envoys could meet within the next 2 weeks to pave the way for further talks among senior officials. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories and breaking news at srnnews.com. What do non-Christians believe about God? Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
That's the question the Barna Group has been asking, and the answers might surprise you. The latest Barna poll finds that nearly 30% of all non-believers do think that God is the, quote, all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe who still rules today. 21% of non-Christians say there's no God at all. Some 12% of poll respondents think there are many deities with different powers. And 11% of non-believers think every person is God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Chinese government is warning Christian churches they must toe the line or face the consequences. A Communist Party leader says the government wants all expressions of faith to be sinicized, meaning they must be brought into line with traditional Chinese culture and made subservient to Beijing. Persecution of Christians in China is on the rise. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A famous dog sled race is forced to track farther north in Alaska than usual.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers have little more than 40 hours to explain what they accomplished over the last week. The order is part of billionaire Elon Musk's crusade to slash what he describes as waste everywhere in the federal government. Musk shared the extraordinary request on his social media network Saturday. He said that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.